Of tourism, bet the responsible way.
Welcome.
You're at the till. Groceries packed, then boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konse pay points.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 18 hours. It is time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zm. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Lungu family appeals court a decision ordering repatriation of his body to Zambia. Zambia seeks clarity on U.S. visa bond requirement. In global news, U.S. pauses most visa applications from Zimbabwe. A very good evening to you. My name is Constance Mwezinamwinga with the Phoenix FM News at 18 hours. The family of former President Edgar Lungu has successfully filed an appeal against the Gauteng High Court's judgment allowing the Zambia government to repatriate his body and hold a state funeral. The family has opposed the government's plans, citing personal wishes. The appeal follows the court's ruling earlier today where acting judge President Aubrey Lendwaba said that public interest supersedes personal preferences when it comes to the burial of a former head of state. The appeal by the Lungu family means that the body cannot be moved and marks a new development in the ongoing saga surrounding the late former president's burial. The Zambian government has taken immediate steps to engage with the United States government through formal diplomatic channels to seek clarity on the recent decision to introduce visa bond requirements for Zambian applicants. Foreign Affairs Minister Mlambo Haembe has expressed serious concern over the potential economic implications of the policy, change on trade, investment, tourism, and people. This follows the U.S. government announcement on August 5, 2025, that Zambian applicants for B1 and B2 visas will be required to pay a visa bond ranging from $5,000 to $15,000. However, Mr. Haembe notes that this development contradicts the spirit of deepening partnership between the two nations, as discussed with U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, at State House on July 9, 2025. He has said in a statement that the visa bond requirement arises from a pilot program introduced by America under Section 221G3 of the USA Immigration and Nationality Act and the corresponding temporary final rule. In more news, former Defense Minister Davis Chama and Dumisani Nyoni have been sentenced to 8 years imprisonment with hard labor by the Mongu High Court for shooting and wounding Mashaokwa during the Mulowezi parliamentary by-election in 2015. 6 days ago, Mr. Chama, alongside his then-driver, Brian Nyoni, were both convicted and found guilty of one count of acts intended to cause grievous harm, contrary to Section 224A of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Allegations were that Mr. Chama and Mr. Nyoni on June 6, 2015, in Mulovezi District, Western Province, jointly and whilst acting together with intent to harm, wounded Mr. Mashaukwa. The duo denied the allegations before Mungu High Court Judge John Mbuzi, who sentenced them to 8 years imprisonment with hard labor after establishing that the evidence implicated them. In more stories, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in Nakonde has apprehended four suppliers of Mira pursuant to Section 15 of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act No. 35 of 2021 of the Laws of Zambia. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says those apprehended include Merab Siambwati, who was found with 150 bundles of Mira, Mercy Namumba, who was apprehended for trafficking in 86 bundles of Mira, Gershom Sikawonga, who was found with 60 bundles of Mira, and Taonga Chilembo, aged 15, who was apprehended for trafficking in 40 bundles of Mira. Mr. Tamba says the drugs that are a stimulant and have dangerous side effects have since been seized, while the suspects have been detained in lawful custody, awaiting court processes. Meanwhile, Mr. Tamba says in another separate operation conducted in Lusaka, the commission has formally charged and arrested Ali Eliasa, a Tanzanian national, in connection with the offense of trafficking in 75 pre-packs of cannabis weighing 75 kilograms.
The said drugs have since been seized, while the suspects have been detained in lawful custody awaiting court processes. Members of the public may wish to note that Mira, which is also known as CAT, is a stimulant drug whose negative effects include mood swings, anxiety, and social behavior, which includes violence, as well as depression, liver damage, bleeding in the brain, as well as psychosis, among other negative effects. Meanwhile, in another separate operation conducted in Lusaka District, the commission has formally charged and arrested Ali Eliasa, a male Tanzanian national, age 28. The arrest is in connection with the offense of trafficking in 75 pre-packs of cannabis weighing 75 kilograms.
Moving on to global stories, the United States has announced a pause on all routine visa applications for citizens of Zimbabwe. The State Department said in a statement that the U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe would pause all routine visa services starting today while they address concerns with the government of Zimbabwe. The embassy described the measure as temporary and part of the Trump administration's efforts to prevent visa overstay and misuse. On other world stories, we monitored the BBC.
There's been condemnation in Israel and overseas of the government's decision to approve a plan for the military takeover of Gaza City. Germany has halted military exports to Israel that could be used in the territory. The Israeli opposition leader said Benjamin Netanyahu's plan would cost the lives of hostages and soldiers. It involves displacing 1 million Palestinians. A surgeon at a hospital in the besieged Sudanese city of El Fasher says many children are dying as a result of severe malnutrition. The paramilitary rapid support forces have prevented food from getting in while they try to capture the city from the army. Donald Trump's deadline for Russia to agree a ceasefire in Ukraine is due to expire today. The president hasn't clarified whether he'll implement a threat to impose sanctions on Moscow and its trading partners.
We'll now take a quick break. We'll return shortly.
A whole new flight for radio.
And now for business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Mtsokotwani has reaffirmed government's commitment to enhancing trade between Zambia and Angola. Speaking at a public lecture organized by the Harry Mwanga Nkumbula Foundation in Lusaka last evening, Dr. Mtsokotwani noted with concern the vast food market in Angola that Zambia has not been able to take advantage of as a result of poor road network. He, however, highlighted government's efforts in operationalizing the Lobito Corridor, which aims to link Zambia to Angola through railway, and expressed delight at the project being funded through the public-private partnership model.
Most of what they eat in Angola is in imported from Brazil. Chicken, vegetables, tomatoes, beef, maize, cassava. They imported from Brazil.